President Trump is calling today for a $2 trillion infrastructure bill to boost the economy, which has been ravaged by the coronavirus pandemic. The death toll in the United States is now above 3,000, which is three times higher than it was just last Thursday. Hospitals in many states are already overwhelmed or fear they will be soon.
And many prisons are as well, Jeremy. We're going to start in California, where there's a debate about what to do with overcrowded prisons in the age of coronavirus. The state has more than 7,000 confirmed cases, some inside jails and prisons. Reporter Susie Nelson has been following this story from member station KQED in San Francisco. And Susie, this month, San Francisco started reducing its jail population by 25%. So who's getting released? Where do they go?
So that's a great question. San Francisco is one of many counties targeting individuals for early release right now. And District Attorney Chesa Boudin has said he only wants to keep people in jails who pose a risk to public safety. So they're releasing low-level offenders, people with 90 days or fewer on their sentences, and medically fragile individuals.
Yeah.
As for where they're going, most of them, like us, are going home and staying there.
Yeah.
Well, that also poses the question. Oh, sorry, yes?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
That also poses the question, what about people without homes? In some Bay Area counties, reentry services have been shut down, so there are concerns about the homeless population.
Well, that was going to be my question. So people are concerned about people with no homes. And as you know, California's Governor Gavin Newsom has resisted this kind of talk. He says he won't release violent offenders or large numbers of prisoners statewide, even though, as you just said, the goal is to reduce, to release people with, you know, who are not violent offenders. What are other local governments doing?
So that's a great question as well. The challenge with jails is that they're managed locally, so you can't always coordinate a response the way that you can in state prisons. But it does appear that many counties are taking this seriously anyway and trying to reduce their populations. Santa Clara County, which is one of the largest COVID hotspots in the state, has reduced the jail population from 3,300 to 2,600 in just a few weeks. And many counties are also reducing the number of people they arrest and the types of things they arrest them for.
Well, prisoners around the world are worried about this. Italy and Iran had violent prison riots during the pandemic. We know there's been issues at Rikers Island Prison in New York. You know, obviously the concern is that these people are packed into cells and it could really spread like wildfire.
Yeah, that is a really good point. And, you know, California's jails are very overcrowded, and that's partly because of a push some years ago to get people out of prisons. A lot of those people went into the county jail system. And I've been talking with jail inmates a lot for the last 10 days or so, and they all echo similar concerns. So one inmate I spoke with, his name is John. He has type 2 diabetes, and he says that he's been trying to get insulin delivered to his bunk because he's afraid of going into public spaces. And he has not been able to get it delivered, so he has been without insulin for over a week. Mm. And John, like other inmates, is also afraid of the fact that in his bunks and many bunks of other inmates are spaced only a few feet apart, so they can't practice social distancing in their bunks. Mm. And when they're going out to common spaces, those spaces are often unsanitary and they are also very crowded. So we're seeing a lot of concerns in California's jail system right now.
Well, and of course, the prison staff is at risk as well. Susie Nelson from member station KQED in San Francisco, thank you.
Thank you so much.